All right, let's switch gears here for just a moment and catch up on some other news, this from the state's highest court. Governor Charlie Baker announced yesterday that he's nominating Judge Elspeth Cipher to the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. Cipher has served on the state appeals court since 2000, and before that, she was assistant district attorney in Bristol County. If approved, she'd be Baker's fourth appointment to the SJC. All four of them are former prosecutors. Well, Nancy Gertner is WBUR's legal analyst and former Massachusetts federal judge. It's good to have you, Judge Gertner.
Good to be here.
You're staying warm, I trust,
yeah,
right?
No problem.
Okay. What do you make of his nomination of Judge Elspeth Cipher?
Well, prosecutors can be fabulous judges. I do not mean to say otherwise. But the question is where you start, what your background is. You know, I understand judges are independent. The professionalism of the job oftentimes totally changes your perspective from who you were before. You're a different person once you take that oath. But certainly, if your only perspective is as a prosecutor, that's where you start.
Right.
That's the framework that you begin with. Now, she's had years as an appellate judge, and so maybe that's not a concern. But still, it seems to me that you want diversity of background.
Mm-hmm.
You want people who know all parts of the profession. You know, this will be the fourth replacement for Governor Baker, and all prosecutors, all with only that background, all criminal, no civil, and that should be of concern. As I have written, the SJC is really a jewel. It's really a very unique and very important court. So we want to make sure we have the very, very best and most diverse.
So Governor Baker was actually asked about this point that you're making, that four folks he's nominated have all been former prosecutors. He was asked about this on Wednesday when he made the announcement about Judge Cipher. And he sort of gave a very Charlie Baker-esque, I should say, answer. He said, one of the things that I have admired about the Supreme Judicial Court in Massachusetts is, if you think you know exactly how they're going to decide cases, as often as not, you're going to end up being wrong. So that's his response to the concern that you raise.
It's certainly true that when you get on the bench, things change. I felt that as a judge. There was no question about that. And you don't see yourself as representing the point of view of the person that nominated you. There's no question about that. But this has also been a court that has been a leader in dealing with complex issues, has been creative in what they have addressed, has been willing to take risks in the way other courts have, and I'm not just talking about left-right issues. So you want people who will be not just bright and not just fair, but creative and, you know, willing to interpret our Constitution, the state Constitution, differently from the federal Constitution.
So, Judge Gertner, you know one of my great joys in talking with you is I can be very direct with you. So let me just be direct. On our show a while ago, when we were talking about the SJC, you said that the SJC is a jewel amongst state high courts, and you told me that you think governors have a duty to protect that jewel.
Right.
Do you think that Governor Baker is not doing that?
Well, I don't know with respect to this nominee, but I know that members of this court in the past have been people like Oliver Wendell Holmes, very prominent professors. Three of the members of the court have gone on to the United States Supreme Court. We're talking about a very high quality of appointments to match the unique role of this court. And I don't know whether or not Judge Cipher meets that test, but that seems to me to be what we're talking about. You're not talking about someone who'll be good. We're talking about people who have been great.
Certainly everyone deserves a chance to prove they could be great, though.
That's right. That's right. And I don't know enough at this point to say, but that, it seems to me, should have been his standard.
Hmm. So, Judge Gertner, while I have you, let me just ask you quickly about what you make of the latest in the ongoing controversy around the Supreme Court, because, as you know, Judge Neil Gorsuch, who's President Donald Trump's nominee to the High Court, it's been recently reported that he has used the words demoralizing and disheartening in regards to the fight, essentially, that President Trump is picking with a Seattle judge who ruled against him and his executive orders on immigration. So what do you make of the fact that Judge Gorsuch is using such powerful language?
Well, I think he is A, correct, and B, a very smart thing to have said. Let me start with A, he's correct. It is dispiriting. I'll go further, it is outrageous. It's one thing to say I disagree with the court, and there are fair disagreements with courts. It's quite another thing to undermine the legitimacy of the courts. The court doesn't have an army. We basically get our legitimacy from people believing that the decisions are fair. So I agree with Judge Gorsuch on that. The second point is that it was a very smart thing for Judge Gorsuch to say, because it shows his independence of the president. So it's both right and smart.
Well, Nancy Gertner is a former federal judge here in Massachusetts, and also she's a professor at Harvard Law School and WBUR's legal analyst. Judge Gertner, thank you so very much, and get out there and shovel your driveway.
Oh, right. No, I'm waiting for you.
I charge a lot.
Okay.
Thanks again.
All right. Take care.